Good morning. It's Thursday, the 13th of February. I'm John Duggan, and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. We'll start with Gaelic Games, and the Gaelic Players Association have called inter-county matches a revenue generation machine as they reacted strongly to the GAA's annual report. GAA Director General Tom Ryan said the near €30 million spent on preparing and fielding inter-county teams was unsustainable. But CEO of the Players Association, Paul Flynn, said such claims paint inter-county players as the GAA's problem child. Flynn's former Dublin teammate Johnny Cooper was on OTB Sports Radio last night, and in an engrossing interview he spoke about spending time chewing the fat at Saracens with England rugby international Owen Farrell, son of the current Irish head coach Andy Farrell.
Say someone like in Saracens, Owen Farrell, spending 2 hours at Owen having a cup of tea, and then trying to understand, and obviously his dad's involved with our national team, and Owen's younger brother plays for Clonagale in Ringsend there. So you're making all these little connections, and then you're trying to go from there, and you're trying to say, okay, how you see things. And I have a lot of time for someone like Owen. You see him on different snippets. He doesn't come out that much for different snippets, and you see his behaviour and how he carries himself. And obviously he's a young enough England captain and is leading them at the moment. So. It just kind of evolves in all sorts of different ways. People like Mark McCall and Saracens, people like Leo and Stuart have been really excellent. And thank them enough in terms of the time and stuff behind the scenes they've given me and helped me with. So, and a couple of other people and organisations that have been helpful too.
14-man UCC came from behind to retain Hurling's Electric Ireland Fitzgibbon Cup last night. Trailing IT Carlow by 4 points at the break, UCC also had Niall O'Leary sent off in the second half. Despite that, UCC ran out 18 points to 2-11 winners at the DCU Sports Grants. Kerry man Shane Conway scored 9 points for UCC, and he's delighted.
Good to be over and away, because I don't know if it went extra time or would the legs carry out anymore. But no, it's a fantastic feeling. It was great to win one last year, and to do one back-to-back is something special as well. It's great teams that really can do back-to-back, so we're just delighted. Thanks very much.
The complexion of the season's SSE Airtricity First Division finally gained certainty last night. Shamrock Rovers 2 were granted a licence after Limerick backed out of the process. The Rovers reserve side take the place of Limerick, who were initially denied a licence due to financial issues in December. Despite taking legal action that would allow them to apply, Limerick are ultimately not among the 20 applicants who were granted licences. Brian Murphy's returned to the League of Ireland after a decade away. The 36-year-old keeper has joined his hometown club Waterford. Murphy left Bohemians for Ipswich in 2010. And went on to have spells at QPR, Portsmouth and Cardiff. West Bromwich Albion moved 6 points clear at the top of the Championship last night with a 2-1 win away to Reading. Fulham missed the chance to go second in the table. They were held to a 1-1 draw away to Millwall. Republic of Ireland midfielder Alan Brown scored for Preston, who stay in the playoff spots with a 2-0 victory at Stoke. Ireland striker James Collins scored the only goal as struggling Luton beat Sheffield Wednesday 1-0. Bristol City survived a late Derby County rally to win 3-2 at Ashton Gate. Cardiff kept alive their playoff ambitions with a 3-0 win at Huddersfield. In Scotland, Celtic hammered Hearts 5-0 to open up a 10-point lead at the top of the Premiership as Rangers lost 2-1 at Kilmarnock. In golf, Rory McIlroy tees off as world number one for the first time in nearly 5 years today. He's grouped with Dustin Johnson and Patrick Cantlay for the opening round of the Genesis Open on the USPGA Tour in Los Angeles. The County Down star doesn't want to relinquish the ranking.
Everyone keeps saying congratulations. I said the work's only started. It's staying there is the hard part. But I have always said it's a byproduct of doing the right things week in, week out, playing well, shooting good scores, trying to win tournaments.
The Irish rugby players are in camp in Cork this week as they build up towards Sunday week's Six Nations showdown with England at Twickenham, with the Triple Crown on the line. Former out half Ronan O'Gara was on Wednesday night rugby. He told Joe Malloy that beating England away is always special.
That's why you play the game. It's the moment in the dressing room as opposed to the team function. It's that 40 minutes isolated, just having done something very special in a green jersey. The great memories of those days are actually going through the airport on the Thursday.
Right.
Going to Twickenham. It's the one, you can have a brutal season, but if you beat England, I'll tell you, everyone working in the airport or everyone you meet in the airport will be delighted. But that's, I think, the beauty of playing for Ireland was when you go through the security checks at the airport, you knew exactly, you didn't even have to check your thing, you're going to Twickenham. The people would look at you and they kind of go, well, Raj, we need you this weekend, do the business. And there was a great feeling about that.
In snooker, Mark Allen faces Dominic Dale today in the third round of the Welsh Open. The Antrim man breezed past James Wattenagh 4-0 last night in Cardiff. Gerard Green plays Wales' own Daniel Wells, having whitewashed Ali Carter. But Ken Doherty suffered a second round exit last night, beaten by 4-1 by John Higgins. And Fallon Sherrick makes more history tonight. The first woman to win at the PDC World Championship becomes the first woman to play in the Premier League. Sherrick takes on the challenger role in week two. She'll face Glenn Durant in Nottingham. Among tonight's other matches, Derry's Daryl Gurney takes on the defending champion Michael Van Gerwen. There's an all-star cast on OTBAM this morning from 7:30, which you can hear on the Go Loud app. Rugby legend Brian O'Driscoll, Kerry's former Gaelic football star Kieran Donaghy, and ex-Republic of Ireland defender Kenny Cunningham will be on the show. This evening on OTB Sports Radio, we'll be speaking to John Giles live in studio. Former Bohemians goalkeeper Shane Supple looks ahead to the new League of Ireland season, and Kilkenny legend Tommy Walsh will talk hurling. That's your OTB brief for this morning. I'm John Duggan. We'll be back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.